the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there...
And a little run we did.
Run to the end of town.
Hi, Chris Uzinski here, and welcome to Running Flat Radio. If you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, we are a show basically about running, endurance sports, cycling, triathlon. Really, it's all about kind of getting you off the couch and into your first 5K and just joining into the sports and really kind of inspiring you through the stories. And let me tell you what a show we have tonight, because it's truly inspirational. It's kind of like our octogenarian show. And joining me today, and let me tell you, these two ladies who are joining us today are going to make you all look like slackers, and you're going to want to put your running shoes on right after this show. Betty Jean McHugh from Vancouver, at 87, holds two world records, one for the marathon and one for the half marathon distances, and also in the second half hour of the show. So she's going to be on just after the break. So in the second half hour of the show, Ann Garrett, 81, from Oceanside, California, Jones, joins us. And 2 weekends ago, she set the USA half marathon record. Unbelievably inspiring runners, people. You're going to want to listen to this show, and you're going to want to share it with your friends. And, you know, that's all coming up shortly. So if you're unfamiliar with Running Flat, we produce running events and experiences here in Southern Ontario. And just to talk a little bit about some of the runs that are coming up, Le Chocolat, which a lot of folks in the Windsor area are talking about, is on May 3rd. And it's the run that... It has a half marathon. It's Windsor's only half marathon on Riverside Drive, this incredibly picturesque course where we actually shut all of Riverside Drive down from Lauzon Road right to the bridge. And that in itself is a feat, let me tell you. But what an incredible treat it is to actually be on that course and run it. So there's a half marathon course. There's a 5K runner walk in there. And there's also a 10K run. The 10K run is open to everybody and anybody. You can walk it, you can run it, but a part of the 10K is also the Canadian National Age Group Championship. And that's all going to kind of click into you when we talk to the two women that we're going to talk to today, being 81 and 87 and setting records, because that's where you get it, in those age group championships. And Windsor, for this year, 2015 and 2016, luckily have been granted, Le Chocolat's been granted by Athletics Canada and the AC Road Group, the national championships here in Windsor. So really excited about that. That's May 3rd. Still some spots left in it. For more information about that race and our other ones, go to runningflat.com. And for updates on what we've been doing at Running Flat, by all means, join us on Twitter at Running Flat, and you can catch up on that stuff. On July 1st of this year coming up, we have a really popular race called the Canada Day Run. It's July 1st. It's in Amherstburg, Ontario. We have a group of women from Texas that fly up to do Canada Day in Amherstburg. And what really makes it unique is it has an open source medal where you, the runner, the person who's registering, gets to vote on the top three folks from last year. And when that vote comes in, the one who garners the most votes gets their head put on the medal. And so this year it's Don Cherry, the famous and sometimes very controversial Don Cherry. Don Cherry, if you go back in our podcast on iTunes under Running Flat Radio, Don joined us a couple months back to talk about being nominated. And so Don Cherry is one, Wayne Gretzky is one, and Space Boy Commander Chris Hatfield is the third person who's actually the three finalists that you vote on. The beauty of it is you get to put your vote in for who you want in 2016. We tally those votes up in the fall and winter and then release the top three of all those vote getters. I should tell you that Rush is up there. That's one that's come up quite a bit. There's also Jim Carrey, whose name has come up quite a bit. So, keep voting, guys. There's some great, great folks who've been in there. I want to plug Clara Hughes. We want to plug Laura Secord. We also want, because, a lot of folks have been coming to us and writing emails saying, hey, it's too bad you're not nominating more women. I'm not nominating anyone. The runners are nominating them. So by all means, runners, if you're interested, think about, you know, great Canadian women, because we have lots of them to choose from. One of the other races that's coming up on July 18th is the Color Run Shine Tour in Windsor, and that's at Riverfront Plaza in Windsor, Ontario. It's one of the largest events in the province, and there's some new color zones. There's lots of glitter, believe it or not. Shine is all about glitter this year. So if you're a fan of glitter, there's lots of glitter at the Color Run this year. And first time ever, an incredible medal that you're going to be getting when you finish the 5K at the Color Run this year. So there's a link on runningflat.com that'll get you to the Windsor registration page for Color Run. And Run for Heroes, the half marathon on Sunday, September 20th is open. There's a half marathon, a 10K, a kids marathon, which is free. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with what Kids Marathon is, it's an incredible concept. You register for free, and you download a chart that allows you to track the 41 kilometers that your child has to do between now and race day. And then they come, and they actually run the last kilometer with us and get a full marathon medal for completing the race. We get lots of great feedback from moms and dads all summer long when school is out and there's nothing to do with the kids, that they've actually got a goal to do all summer long is to run or walk these 41 kilometers. And you can do them 100 meters at a time, 500 meters at a time, a kilometer at a time. Who cares? Just log all those miles in and make sure you get the 41 kilometers. And there's also a pledge sheet that you can raise money for the Alzheimer's Society of Windsor-Essex. Great cause, great organization. And then come join us for race day, and your kid can actually get the 42 kilometer medal. It's really an exciting event. So I really welcome you to go to runningflat.com for more information about that, or on Facebook. We have every one of our races has its own Facebook page, and you can join us there as well. So you are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. We'll be right back after these messages.
What you got there?
It's McDonald's new sandwich with CBO.
Colossal burger option?
Chicken, bacon, onion.
Crave blasting overdrive.
Chicken, bacon, onion.
Oh, choice bite organizer.
So chicken, bacon, and then onion.
Hmm.
The new CBO with Canadian farm-raised seasoned chicken breast, smoky bacon, and crunchy onions in a soft onion bun. CBO, it's a legend in the making.
Courteous bite offer?
Not a chance.
Diana Krall, Wallflower World Tour, coming to Caesars Windsor, Saturday, May 30th, the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor. Reserve seats on sale now at CaesarsWindsor.com and all Ticketmaster locations. The new album, Wallflower, produced by David Foster, out now. More at DianaKrall.com. Know your limit, play within it. Must be 19 years of age or older to attend performance or enter the casino.
911, what's your emergency?
It's my husband. He's having a heart attack.
We are a male, 44 years old. Possible myocardial infarction. He's going into arrest.
Talking again. Clear.
His heart is severely damaged.
Can you fix it?
We're hoping it can fix itself if we can get the cells to multiply.
The race to save lives starts with research. Your donations to Heart and Stroke help fund the best medical minds in the world.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. We're under a cold weather alert until Saturday afternoon. Tonight, flurries, a low of minus 16. Tomorrow, more flurries, a high of minus 9. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of flurries, a low of minus 19, with a wind chill of minus 28 Wednesday night. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, a 30% chance of flurries, a high of minus 15. Friday, another mix of sun and cloud, a high of minus 14. Once again, we're under a cold weather alert until Saturday. Saturday afternoon. Flurries tonight, a low of minus 16.
The only open line talk show in Windsor.
Unfortunately, I'm serious about what's going on.
The Lynn Martin Show.
I'm just sick and tired of listening to these people lie to me.
On Tuesday's show, do you agree that people who decide not to have children are being very selfish and they lead very empty lives? We'll find out who thinks that, and we'll find out what you say next time.
When you hear about it, don't just talk, react. The Lynn Martin Show, weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800. It's the news, it's the reactions, and more.
Okay, here's how I look at it.
AM 800 CKLW.
The information station.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
You know, in the welcome back to Running Flat Radio, it's Chris Yuzinski. You know, in the beauty of live radio, there's all kinds of live technical difficulties, and unfortunately, we will not be able to bring Betty Jean McHugh from Vancouver on today because of some issues that we're having. But we will be talking to one of the other guests that we're going to bring her in a little bit early, Ann Garrett. So think about this. You know, more than 19,000 participants ran the Surf City USA Marathon and Half Marathon in Huntington Beach a couple weeks ago. Among them is Ann Garrett, at that time 80 of Oceanside, California, who set the USA National Half Marathon record in the women's 80 to 84 age division with a time of 2 hours and 13 minutes and 23 minutes. 2 hours and 13 minutes at the age of 81. So, look, this isn't her first half marathon record. Last October in Portland, Maine, she set the national age group record at 2 hours and 14 minutes and 58 seconds. What's more impressive about Garrett's half marathon time is that she just keeps getting faster and faster, which is an unusual trend with runners of any age. So, welcome from Oceanside, California, to Running Flat Radio, Ann Garrett. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Welcome to Running Flat. It's so great
to
have you.
Thank you very much.
So let me ask you, are you a lifelong runner?
No. No, actually, I'm not. I didn't start running until I was 72.
72?
Yes.
I walked,
but I didn't run.
So how did you start running at the age of 72?
Well, I was a race walker, and my daughter is a runner. My younger daughter is a runner, and she said, let's do a race for your 72nd birthday. And so she chose the one up in Huntington Beach, which at that time was called Pacific Shoreline Half Marathon. And we went up there, and she said, now I'll run, and you can walk, and I will leave the camera in the hotel room, and I'll come back and take your picture at the finish, because I'll be finished before you. But a friend of mine, Karen, that I still run with, Karen gave me an old GPS that she had, so I put it on, and when everyone else started running, so did I. And I kept running, and I kept looking at the GPS, and I thought, well, I'm doing pretty good here. And I kept running, and I came in first in my division. And of course, my daughter hadn't got back with the camera, so I never did get her to take my picture. And since then, I kept on running, and I haven't lost a race, I think, since then.
That's a fascinating story.
There aren't too many people in my age group, let's put it that way. But anyway, it's fun. I love it. I really do. I like it so much. I really do.
So look, what does your training look like for half marathon?
Well, no, I have never had a coach. I've never been properly trained. It was just something. I was trained as a race walker, a proper race walker, and so my breathing and everything was good, but I've never been trained as a runner. So I really just do my own thing. I try to do between 20 and 25 miles a week, and usually coming up to a half marathon, I would run maybe 13 miles or 10. This last half that I did, the most I had run from the one in Maine was 9 miles. And so I didn't really think I was all that well trained for this particular race, but I did better than I thought I was going to do anyway. So it must have worked.
it's an incredible time. So do you cross train? Like, do you also do a lot of walking and cycling or yoga? Is there other activities you do?
I don't cycle. I do walk, and I go to the gym sometimes and do some aqua jogging. I'm not a swimmer. I really don't. I can swim, but I don't like it all that much. And I do some exercises. I have a little set of exercises that last about 30 minutes that I do most days. And that sort of loosens me up and gives me a little bit. I do a little weight, a few weights and things like that. But I really don't, I don't do an awful lot of cross training, but I do something every day.
So, you know, I got to tell you, because this is a show about running, and it's a show that, you know, we really want to inspire people off the couch and into their first 5K. That's been the whole purpose of this show. And,
right.
And but we have all kinds of folks from ultra marathoners and elite athletes that, that tune in every week and download us on iTunes. And we tell inspiring stories, and you are an extremely inspiring person for a lot of reasons. And when you look at your age, you know, the first flippant remark that a person's going to think of is, well, she's got better genes than I have, or she's always been a great runner, or you can hear all these excuses come up in a person's mind that says, well, yeah, of course, but she's always been like that, so she's always going to be great. I mean, do you get some of that, or how do you combat those kinds of attitudes out there that people have?
Said, the first thing they say is, you've probably been running all your life.
Right.
And I said, well, no, actually, I haven't. Somebody once told me, a long time ago, that you're never too old to challenge yourself. And I believe that. I do. And I belong to a foundation. I was asked to be spokesperson for a foundation called Move Your Feet Before You Eat. And I go to the local schools and talk with the kids about exercising and keeping fit and how good it is for you and how good it makes you feel. And I run with them and I go on their jogathons and I go to their mileage clubs and they all call me grandma. And I love it. It keeps me young. They look at me and they think, you know, well, you know, they're... I'm so many, 10 times some of their ages,
yeah.
And I don't think they think of me that way, and I don't think of myself that way either. I'm one of them when I'm with them, you know. It's great.
So what motivates you to get out of bed every morning and go for that run?
You know, you have to be committed, and I've told that to even, you know, older groups that I've talked with, that you really have to mean it when you say, I'm going to start running, or you're going to start walking, or you're going to start doing something. And it gives me a purpose in my life to have every morning. I love it, the mornings that I'm going to run. Because it's something to look forward to, and I enjoy it. And my husband had Alzheimer's, and when I was looking after him, I had a purpose. And after he died, I was left without a purpose, and that's when I was invited to be spokesperson for the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation, and that has just opened up a whole new way of life for me. And so it makes me very happy to be out there, and I love to tell people how good it is for you. And I just feel that more people should try it. Maybe if they can't run, they could walk. I love to run, but I also like to walk, and hope I can do it for a long time to come, you know. But you never know.
You know, my father had Alzheimer's for 22 and a half years.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and... And that's why I started the Run for Heroes Marathon, which was actually, the original name was a World Alzheimer's Day Run for Heroes Marathon. And it's pretty dear to our hearts here in the area. So I completely and utterly understand where you're coming from.
Well, you know, even with my husband, he was quite active. And we used to walk every day practically down by the ocean. And we used to do ballroom dancing. He loved to do ballroom dancing. And he could remember how to do that. And we'd go to the senior centers and dance. And, you know, it kept him happy. He was very, very happy, which is good, because a lot of people with Alzheimer's you know, their whole personality changes, but he always had a smile on his face and a twinkle in his eye. and we kept doing that till almost right up to when he died. So that was, I was very fortunate there. I really was. And I think it was the exercise that did it too.
Absolutely, Anne. And that's a credit to being a great caregiver. My mother did exactly the same thing, where my dad went to the gym every day, and that's what kept him alive for 22 and a half years. 100%. What was the dedication of the caregiver, my mother, and because she's my hero, and that's why it's called the Run for Heroes Marathon. And I'll tell you, it's an incredible journey, without a doubt.
Yeah, it is. And you know, after he died, I just, when I felt sad or felt upset or, you know, I didn't sit and cry. I put my shoes on and I went out and ran. And I'm telling you, it really is uplifting. There's no doubt about it. It does. It really does you the world of good to get out there and exercise and do what you can do.
It certainly does. It certainly does. So, you know, I'm 47. And when I get out of bed, like a lot of folks, we have aches and pains. Mm-hmm. I got to ask you, at 81, to run half marathons at this time, you must have some aches and pains. You must supplement somehow, you know, whether it's chondroitin or other types of supplements to kind of help you keep limber. And
I have arthritis. Yep. I have it in my left knee and my lower back. And I find that actually running helps me. I'm stiff when I sit. I get up. And once I start moving, it loosens up my joints. And I actually don't have any more pain when I run than when I don't run. I did have some back problem early last year because of overuse, the doctor said. I'm inclined to overuse it. And he put me on Celebrex. And so I've been taking that, which I normally don't do. That's the only prescription drug that I've taken. And I don't know how long I'll have to continue to take it, but I just usually take a Tylenol if I've got a pain. And somehow it disappeared. If it doesn't disappear, it moves somewhere else, you know. But it's not something I concentrate on when I'm running. I just try to sing myself a little song or do something or other and count some of my steps and do things like that. And I'm lucky, though. I really am. But I know that maybe one day I'll have to have a replacement of some part or other. But there's nobody in my family runs, so we can't say it's genes, except my younger daughter. But my sisters and so forth, I'm the only one. And it's good. I'm very fortunate. I really feel myself very fortunate.
What do your friends and neighbors think?
Well, they think it's great. They really do. They sort of, if they're new to the area, they want to help me to take out the trash can or something like that. And then when they see that I can actually do as much as they can, then they start asking me things to do. And when I go to Ireland to visit my sisters, the neighbors say to my sister, I see the crazy Yank is back again because I'm out there running too.
That's a phenomenal story. It really is. Yeah. And thanks for joining us tonight. You're an absolute gem. I really appreciate the conversation.
I really appreciate you being you know, interested enough in asking me, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
And you're a fascinating person. Thanks for joining us on Running Flat Radio.
And keep running.
Yes, and keep running. Absolutely. Thank you very much. And Garrett joins us today from Oceanside, California, wishing her all the success and more happiness for sure. And 81 years old and holds the current U.S. half marathon record at 2 hours and 13 minutes. I can't tell you how many adult runners would love a 2 hour and 13 minute marathon, half marathon time. It's incredible. And look, at the secret is just get out there and do it. Like she says, you know, it's not genes. She started running 10 years ago. So there might be hope for all of us yet. You never know. You've been listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
The information you live around, drive around, and plan around.
I just like to know what's going on around me.
AM 800 CKLW. I'll be around. The information station. We're always around.
It's 7:31.
from the AM 800 News Center. Your number one news source in Windsor, Essex. An information update with Paul Pedro.
LaSalle fire officials have confirmed that a person who was unaccounted for in a Sunday afternoon house fire on Laurier Drive has been found. Heavy equipment was brought in this morning to begin removing debris from the home, which was destroyed. Two children have been released from hospital after a mobile home fire in South Windsor early this morning. However, their mother remains in hospital getting treatment. Three firefighters were also heard battling the blaze at 6 Marlin Court just off Division Road around 3 a.m. No word yet on the cause or the extent of damage. And the Salvation Army in Windsor is assisting more people this winter due to the cold weather. The emergency shelter in downtown Windsor is assisting 26 people on a nightly basis compared to 18 to 20 people. AM 800 Sports, the Leafs are home to Florida tonight. That game is just about to get underway. The Essex 73s are hosting Dresden tonight. Essex up 2-0 in the first period. And the Amherstburg Admirals are home to Blenheim tonight. Right now, Amherstburg up 3-1 in the first period. From the AM 800 Weather Center, we're under a cold weather alert until Saturday afternoon. Tonight, flurries, a low of minus 16. Tomorrow, more flurries, a high of minus 9. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of flurries, a low of minus 19 with a wind chill of minus 28 Wednesday night. Right now in Windsor, Essex, minus 7 Celsius, that's 19 Fahrenheit, with the wind chill feels like minus 16 Celsius or 3 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
California dreaming. Diana Krall, Wallflower World Tour, coming to Caesars Windsor, Saturday, May 30th, the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor. Reserve seats on sale now at CaesarsWindsor.com and all Ticketmaster locations. The new album, Wallflower, produced by David Foster, out now. More at DianaKrall.com. Know your limit, play within it. Must be 19 years of age or older to attend performance or enter the casino.
At Reliance Home Comfort, we not only care about your physical comfort, we care about your emotional and financial comfort too. Right now, when you buy a high-efficiency Carrier furnace, you get the air conditioner for free when you pay for installation. That's right, folks. You get a Carrier air conditioner for free when you buy the furnace. Don't wait. This offer will not last forever. Call us now at 1-866-RELIANCE or visit reliancehomecomfort.com to save.
Fueled with unbeatable performance, finely tuned and powerfully programmed, the all-new 2015 Discovery Velocity Channel
5, 4, 3, 2, 1
has arrived. Test drive the all-new Discovery Velocity, the ultimate channel for the ultimate car enthusiast. Buckle up and hang on. Discovery Velocity, free preview until March 31st. Check your television guide to watch now.
Nobody likes the extreme cold. And if your engine could talk, it would be begging for synthetic engine oil. The consistent chemistry of synthetic allows it to flow more quickly. And that helps to protect your engine and its components during those super harsh cold winter starts. Get your peace of mind maintenance service now for just $69.95. And ask about upgrading to synthetic motor oil. See your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram retailer for details. Mopar people, Mopar parts.
Three different items.
One common bond. Your goal, to discover their shared connection and score a sweet prize. Tune into the Noon Report on AM 800 to play the Tri-Bond Contest. Arms will name three random things, like a fabric store, a door lock, and a lightning storm. All you have to do is call in and tell him they all have bolts, and you win. It's that easy. Visit AM800CKLW.com to check out the weekly prizes. The Tri-Bond Contest, 1245 on the Noon Report, only on AM 800. Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. What an inspiration. Ann Garrett from Oceanside, California, just on with us. And of course, we'll see if we can maybe reschedule Mrs. Hughes and get her on the queue, get her on maybe in future weeks. We're going to explore this whole idea that running is ageless for a lot of reasons. I've known Ed Whitlock for a number of years, and we'll have Eddie on the show coming in the spring season, where we actually talk to him about how he started running, because really he didn't start running until he was 40. and continues to break world records every year because he gets older every single year. And so we'll have him on. Other shows that are coming up, they're going to be really interesting for you. Just before Boston, my old friend Dave McGillivray, the race director of the Boston Marathon, will be on. We're going to talk to Dave about, really, he was on last year, and we were really kind of talking about, you know, first year back after the bombing, security issues, and what to expect. This year, I think we're going to really take a look at the race itself. Why is the race important? What makes it so important? And all the different nuances of the race. Maybe it's your first year of going that you might want to hear about and know about. So we have Dave McGillivray on in early April. We have Christopher McDougall. He will be here. We've pushed him back to mid-April for a lot of reasons. One is he has a brand new book coming out April 15th. And so we wanted to talk to him about his new book. We want to talk to him about, of course, Born to Run and the success behind Born to Run and what a fantastic book that is, along with the new movie deal with Matthew McConaughey as the lead character and actor in that movie. So I think a movie like that would really, or a book like that translates really well on the big screen, and it should be great to see. So Christopher McDougall, sometime in late April. We have a number of guests that we've been working on for quite a long time that we can't talk about until they're finally confirmed. And but you know, we're also going to talk to a respirologist about running with asthma and lungs and how to condition yourself coming up for the new running season. I think we'll also get the Running Factory guys back in here to talk about running shoes as we hit some of the new races and the race season starting up. Of course, the Running Factory, if you go to runningfactory.com and their new website, you'll also see that their race, the Spring Thaw, is open and selling really well. I welcome you if you're in the Windsor Essex region or Detroit, Michigan region, a great community race to join up. It's kind of our first race of the year regionally is the Spring Thaw, and check it out. It's a lot of fun. So, but we should come back and have those guys in to talk about the new running shoes for 2015. And like I said, there's all kinds of stuff. And maybe there's something that you, the listeners and the folks who listen on podcast every week, want us to cover off. By all means, please email me at chris@runningflat.com or get us through any of the Facebook pages or even at Running Flat on Twitter. And more than happy to take a look at that. I know that some folks have been asking, who've been downloading the Heart episode that we did last year with Dr. Tarhuni from the Canadian Cardiac Center. We're going to have him back in. We're going to do another live show with him, and maybe we can take some more questions live on air as well and see how that pans out. But you know, there's lots of things going on in running, and the other one is the Chicago Marathon. So Chicago is always selling out. Chicago has a lottery system, and we're going to get the race director from Chicago on to explain how this lottery system works, and how maybe you, the listeners, can take better advantage of it to get your spot in Chicago. So, you know, it's that time of the week on Running Flat Radio where we choose a song. And it's always something pretty new, something really cutting edge, something really hip, but something that's got a great beat that you can put into your current running mix on your MP3 player. And allow yourself to get off the couch, down the driveway, and down the street. And this song is like all those other songs. This is from a Glasgow band from their new album. Their ninth album. And it's the album's called Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance. This is Belle and Sebastian with The Party Line on Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back.
in our emotion. I am leaving many people feeling worse than before. People like to drive the cars and smoke up. People like to sit inside and talk up. People like to shoot at things with borrowed guns and knives.
How long do you think the Volkswagen 10-day sale will last? Well, don't take 10 days to think about it. You have up to $2,000 to save. The Volkswagen 10-day sale. It won't last long. Until February 23rd, enjoy an extra $2,000 off the Tiguan and $1,000 off all other 2015 models. Plus, enjoy 0% APR up to 36 months on the Jetta, Tiguan, and Passat. The Volkswagen 10-day sale. You have less than 10 days left. Available at Ontario dealers only. Visit VW.ca or your Volkswagen dealer for details.
Hi, Sarah at Zucasa. How can I help you?
Hiya, we're expecting a baby and our apartment's just way too cramped for three.
So you're looking at buying your first home?
Yes, that's right. We're really, really nervous.
So you'd prefer a real estate agent experienced with newbies?
Yeah, exactly.
One who can patiently answer all your questions?
Yes.
And deliver a baby in a pinch?
Really?
No, I'm just kidding about the baby.
Phew.
Visit Zucasa.com and let us match you with the right agent. Zucasa. Real easy, real estate. Zucasa is a licensed brokerage.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. We're under a cold weather alert until Saturday afternoon. Flurries tonight, a low of minus 16. More flurries tomorrow, a high of minus 9. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, 30% chance of flurries, a low of minus 19, with a wind chill of minus 28 Wednesday night. Mix of sun and cloud Thursday, a 30% chance of flurries, a high of minus 15. Another mix of sun and cloud Friday, a high of minus 14. Once again, we're under a cold weather alert until Saturday afternoon. Tonight, flurries, a low of minus 16.
Come on, Red.
Mr. Rhodes?
Yeah, just put the coffee anywhere.
I'm not a barista, Mr. Rhodes.
Oh?
I'm your online time limit telling you this is your last spin.
Who gave you the right to...
You did, before you started to play.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I'll have another no-foam latte.
I'm not a barista, Mr. Rhodes.
That's right, you said sorry.
It's the tie, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always a good idea to set a limit before you gamble. That's why when you register for OLG Internet Gambling, you'll be able to set time and money limits before you play. Get the facts at knowthestakes.ca.
Canada and South Korea have just signed an historic free trade agreement, which means it's time for the Hyundai Free Trade Celebration event. Get free trade price reductions on a select variety of award-winning Hyundai vehicles. Plus, for a limited time, get free trade bonus offers. That's right, the vehicles you love at a price you deserve. The Hyundai Free Trade Celebration event is on now. Visit your Hyundai dealer today.
If you've never played the impossible question,
here's a little secret.
It's totally possible to answer correctly.
So there's a very good possibility that you could score an amazing prize.
Win a $75 gift certificate to use at Classic Bingo Halls in Windsor and Tecumseh, Breakaway and Paradise Gaming Centers in Windsor.
The Impossible Question Contest, Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:50 and Sunday morning at 8:50 on AM 800.
Contest rules available at am800cklw.com.
Keep fit.
Keep active.
Keep running. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. You know, what an inspiring person Ann Garrett is, and I welcome you to kind of share this this link if you're catching us off of iTunes or if you're streaming us on AM 800 CKLW tonight. It's always inspiring to talk to somebody because, you know, we always get that issue when you're talking to folks as runners. And someone says, running is bad for you. It's really bad for you because you're going to wreck your knees or, you know, you can run because you've always run. And it's those issues that we kind of need to break down as runners to folks who are non-runners and say, hey, look, anyone can do this. You just got to start somewhere. You got to start being active in some way. And walking is a fantastic route to get you there. And who knows, maybe you like walking so much, you stay there. And then maybe you can look at becoming a race walker. And there are competitive race walking events in our region as well. I know every Running Flat event, we have a walking division that's a part of all of our 5Ks and our 10Ks. And sometimes our half marathons have a walk in it. I know that we produce a number of half marathons. I think there's four that we produce this year. And there's always, depending on the course and the availability of the course and the course open time, we'll actually have a walking division. Sometimes we're not allowed to by municipalities, and that's just something that we got to deal with. But also, when you sign up for a race, it's okay to walk. I mean, you can run and then walk whenever you need to walk. Because the idea is it's this journey that you're on that you're going to finish the race on your own. And, you know, it's one of those things that I think that's the biggest barrier for folks to get involved in racing and runs in general, is that there's a lot of animosity that and anticipation and excitement when you're talking about going into a run and what you don't know. And just remember, you know, we all started off somewhere. We all started running somehow, and we learned the best we could to where we are today. And that's kind of the other reason for the show is just, you know, if you have questions, you know, like where does the bib go? Well, the bib goes on the front, not on the back. It goes on the front so we can see you coming. You know, it's those little questions that lots of runners have, you know, when it comes to race kit pickup. It's okay to ask questions. There's no questions that are stupid and or dumb. But by all means, ask away, because the runners love to talk. We believe it or not, it being such a solitary sport, a lot of us love to be able to sit there and kind of download everything that we know and share with you what we know. And that's really the reason for this Tuesday night venue, is to allow us to kind of bring you into the fold and kind of share a little bit about what we do, you know, even at Running Flat. You know, as an organization, we develop races and race experiences that really, you know, inspire people to come out and get involved in a sport. And Le Chocolat, you know, being the one that's our largest race coming up right now, is one of our biggest. And it's here in the city of Windsor. Le Chocolat is a half marathon, which is 21 kilometers, 13.1 miles. And it attracts people from all over North America to fly into Windsor to race on this. Le Chocolat also has a 10K, a walk and a run, and it also has a 5K run and walk. And that's really the big entry point for new runners and folks who don't run or have never been in an organized walk. This is the one you want to be in for a lot of reasons. One is, socially, it's an incredible event. I mean, 98% are women. 98% of the folks who register for Le Chocolat are females. 2% of the smartest men I've ever met in my life, but there's 98% women. And a lot of the reason for that is that we give away, first off, it's a Mother's Day primer. It's May 3rd, the weekend before Mother's Day. The reason for that is if you did a Mother's Day event on Mother's Day weekend, no one's going to show up and you're not going to get any volunteers to help. So we do it as a primer the weekend before to celebrate Mother's Day. And a lot of women do it as a group or it's, you know, like girls weekend away, you know, and they come down to Windsor and they run this great event. Everyone who registers and participates gets a 3-liter box of wine called a Peely Purse. The Peely Purse simply looks like a purse, but it's a box of wine. It comes in red and white, Merlot or Chardonnay, and it's from our friends, the Peely Island Winery out in Kingsville, Ontario. Fabulous gift. And that's what you get is a 3 liter box of wine shaped like a purse. There's lots of chocolate at the end, and there's also firemen on the course and firemen handing medals to you when you cross the finish line. Every finisher gets a medal. And the reason we say every finisher gets a medal is because not every participant gets a medal, but everyone who finishes, starts, and crosses that finish line in their division will get a medal. And we haven't released the artwork on the medal. We will in the next couple weeks. As we kind of build up to the event, we'll release that. But it is chocolate inspired, along with the bibs, along with the whole theme. It is Le Chocolat. And it is the city's only half marathon. It's also the city's largest race. And I welcome you to join us at Le Chocolat. If you want to be a sponsor, if you want to join in, you want to be a spectator, a volunteer, by all means, get a hold of us through runningflat.com. Love to sit down and talk to you and have you join us at the event. One of the other events that we produce that brings people from all over the country and the United States is Canada Day. D'EH. We really have a lot of fun with that. It's all about being as patriotic and bombastic as you possibly can in Canada. You dress in red and white, a lot of folks face paint, and it's a great event. It kind of kicks off this wonderful Canada Day celebration that happens in the town of Amherstburg. If you're unfamiliar with the town of Amherstburg, it's on Detroit River across from Gros Ciel to mouth of the Detroit River and Lake Erie. And the town of Amherstburg is host to Fort Malden, which was an 1812 fort that the British had and the Americans had, and the British had and the Americans had, and went kind of back and forth. But it is a Parks Canada historical landmark today. And that's kind of like the epicenter for this race. We actually use a cannon to start the race off, and you start and finish at the front gates of historic Fort Malden. And Fort Malden is really the center for the whole Canada Day celebrations, which end with fireworks at the night. And we kind of start the whole day off with this wonderful race, a little 5K race through the historical district of this little town on the Detroit River. Really picturesque, really beautiful. If there's a 5K, you know, you're thinking of doing this summer and you weren't sure, this one's a lot of fun. What's really neat about it is as you register, you vote for one of the three great Canadians to be on the medal this year. And Don Cherry, Wayne Gretzky, and Commander Chris Hatfield are the three finalists for that medal. And I welcome you to also suggest who you want on next year's medal, whether it's Rush or, you know, whoever you want. You know, don't forget that Terry Fox won last year, so that vote would be kind of moot. And also Sir Johnny McDonald was the first year we did the event. He was on the medal. So those two are kind of out of the running. But there's lots of folks, Clara Hughes, you know, hint, 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 you know, whoever you want to vote for. They just have to be Canadian. And that's Canada Day. We do an event called the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. I don't mention it a lot because it sells out really fast. It's a very, very small kind of boutique race that we do in the middle of Lake Erie on Canada's most inhabited landmass called Pelee Island. Pelee Island is this island in the middle of Lake Erie, and we run almost all the way around the island, and we end the race inside the Pelee Island Winery Pavilion on the island. It's a very exclusive half marathon. It's only open to 350 runners. It sells out very, very quickly. We have runners this year from Trinidad and Tobago and England joining us, as well as around the United States and Canada. And it's one of those events that it's a really special event. We throw one of the largest luncheon parties you'll ever see in any race at the Pelee Island Winery. Four large tables of food, a live band. It is an incredible after party, and that's what kind of brings the racers back every single year because it's a great event. And the key to the event is you have to stay on the island for the full weekend. There's no way of catching a boat unless you have a private boat to actually do the race. You actually have to come in the day before, stay in a bed and breakfast on the island, really enjoy the beauty of that island and the folks who inhabit the island, because they just love this race and they love the tourists and all the runners that show up and they come out and cheer you on. It's really an incredible event. And that's the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. If you want to read more about that race, you can go to runningflat.com, but also you can go over to Canadian Running Magazine, which has it on their website and a feature article by my co-host Kelly Steele, who's not with us today, and she's written an article about the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon, and or pick it up in I believe it's in this current issue that's on newsstands across the country. One of the last races that I do want to talk about is the Color Run. You know, our friends from Utah, the Color Run are coming back to Windsor on July 18th. It's called the Shine Tour. Amazing event, especially if you have a lot of loved ones and you're a runner and you want to get people introduced into the excitement of running and the excitement of getting into the sport. The Color Run is an incredible kind of window into the sport and the excitement behind being in a really loud start shoot with lots of music and a great finish line and lots of music at the end. Truly one of my favorite events, and I welcome you all to join us this year in the Shine Tour. The big feature with Shine this year, of course, is glitter, which I know that a lot of running flat crew are going to be really happy about. And of course, it's a Run for Heroes half marathon, 10K, and kids marathon on Sunday, September 20th. For these races and more, go to runningflat.com. Join us on Twitter at Running Flat. Catch us on Facebook. And it's just been a real joy being with you today. This is it for Running Flat Radio, and keep running.